Thank you, Tara. Hi, Gary. This is Gail. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good. Glad to hear it. So Tara tells me that you were talking with her about the first page listing we're filling on Google today. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So what I'll do is I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you, and then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll move forward and get you set up on that listing today. Fair enough, Gary?
Yeah, I am working, so we
sure.
Can expedite it.
So. Yep, absolutely, absolutely. So now Tara mentioned you had a website. Are you not happy with the website as is?
I'm fine with the website. Let me get your website so I can look you guys up real quick.
Absolutely. In fact, let me text it to you. I'll save you the trouble. Send you the link right to it. And it's localsplash.com.
Just got to make sure that everything.
Oh, I hear you. Well, and I'm actually glad that you do that because there are a lot of fakes out there, and I've brought on too many people that have been taken advantage of by those fakes, and it makes me mad that they're even out there in existence. But I wish there was something somebody could do to get rid of them. I call them the dudes sitting in their mom's basement that don't know what they're doing. whether that's a good name for them or not, I don't know, but that's the one I made up. Get those two texts, make it to you. Did those texts make it? Perfect. Okay. Super. So one of the first things that we'll do, Gary, is we'll actually close the Dover area for your services, for your category, and we close that for a 50-mile radius around your home base. That's very strict Google rules that we follow. So what that means for you is in that 50-mile radius, we'll never be working with or promoting any of your competitors. So TechMax, it's almost a tongue twister, TechMax is the only company that we'll be promoting to the first page. Does that make sense, Gary?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome, awesome. And then, of course, we do the programming necessary so that anytime someone's searching for your services, surveillance cameras, home automation. I would assume you probably do smart home type installations as well. Perfect. So we'll pull out all of those services that you offer and we'll use all of those as keywords so that you're found for all of those anytime someone's searching for them. You're going to pop up in the map section and then those folks just click and call you directly. So you're getting them truly in the moment when they're actually interested in what you've got, rather than, like some of the lead services like Angie's and Home Advisor and Thumbtack, you kind of tend to get those leads when they're cold already, right?
Right.
Yeah, a lot of chafing. So, yeah, big difference being on the first page of Google. I think you're going to love it because they just click and they go right to you. No hassle, no mess. Now, Gary, I was doing a little looking to see what I could find for online presence for you. I don't find a lot. Your website are you using Angie's?
Yes.
Okay. How's it going for you?
I told them I might be canceling them because that's the only bit is the search bit. Their leads and their, having to pay for the leads, and then I've had 15 calls that none of them have panned out before because it seems like the customer investment doesn't really match the investment that I use to get their leads.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I mean, I'm paying $120 for a maybe. It's ridiculous. So.
Wow. No way. That's crazy. Wow. Okay. Well, you're definitely going to like the first page of Google then with the leads coming straight to you. We don't filter them or screen them, and we don't charge for those leads. Clicks, leads, calls, however you want to classify them, jobs, are unlimited, so you're not being charged for them. Let me send you another link here, Gary. I want to get you to our pricing page. And don't panic when you get there. This is all retail is what's listed. And being that you're under 5 years in business, I can apply some pretty sturdy discounts for you. But that last link that I just sent you, if you could click on that one, it's localsplash.com/SEO packages.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you scroll down, let me see, right under the big line that says Google Ads Partner, if you go just a little bit further, it says SEO packages.
Yeah, I see it.
Perfect. So I'm looking at the pro for you to get you started with. So now that's retail. So our pricing is on a month-to-month basis, and it is on a flat rate. So month-to-month meaning we don't lock you into a contract. We just really believe that if we're doing our job, there's no need to wrangle our partners into a contract. I hope that's okay with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. I always cringe. Some people like their contracts, and that's usually when I get hung up on. So Gary, I was waiting for you to hang up on me. I'm glad you didn't. And then we don't charge by the click, lead, or call. So let me get you off of retail here. So on that pro package, with your discounts applied, that's actually going to put you at $199 a month. And let me see what it does for your setup. Oh, wow. That took your setup down to $99. Okay. Double check that to make sure I'm not. It is. It's correct. Okay, cool. So it took $200 off of your monthly, and it took $200 off of your setup. So that means your monthly is only $199, and that is a flat rate. We don't even add so much as taxes to it, and definitely no surcharges. In fact, if you ever received an invoice from us for more than the $199, I'd want you to let me know as the lead on your account, because it would be wrong. And then it brings the setup fee down to $99. And that's a one-time only, and you'll never see or hear from it again. Even if you need to pause services at some point because you're too busy, we can do that, and there's no fee to start back up again. You just let us know, and we start rolling again. So we'll get your Google business profile going. Did you tell me you had one already?
Google business profile?
Right. Do you have that?
Angie said they were going to list me on Google. That's what they said.
Oh, wow. Those dirty rats. They don't ever do that. They never get you listed on Google. Wow. I wonder if you got a newbie salesperson that didn't know what they were talking about. Yeah, they have. Angie's has absolutely no ties to Google whatsoever. Interesting. Okay, well, we actually do get your Google business profile going. And help you get it set up. We also do the content building for Bing. And then where it says SEO content creation, that's where we can rewrite your website so that it's got everything keyworded the proper way to get you the best results. And then we'll also build it so that it's Google compliant and optimized. And then if you'd like, we can do that. We don't charge for it. And we can put it right back on the domain name that you already have, if that's a name that you're using in your advertising, that web address.
Right.
Okay, perfect. So no problem there.
Is there like a money-back guarantee, like a 30-day money-back guarantee, anything like that?
There isn't because there's so much work that goes into the front end. We truly don't make any money those first couple of months because of the man hours that we put into it. There's a lot of programming, linking, sending all of that data off to Google. So unfortunately, no. But I can run you through the timeline too. So, directory submissions will get you out to all destinations. Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Yellow Pages, up to about 60 different destinations. And let me grab timeline here for you, and I can run through that. So industry standard to get you to the first page of Google, and a lot of this is dudes sitting in their mom's basement, is about 6 to 9 months. So most other companies would have you paying for 6 or 9 months before you ever reached first page, if you ever reached first page. Unfortunately, that's a complaint I hear quite often, is I'll talk to somebody that's 6 months in and they've been paying every single month and they still aren't on first page, which is disgusting. But it only takes us between 30 and 45 days to get you there. So in the grand scheme, we're lightning fast, and there are a lot of things that'll happen in that first 30 days too that are going to help you before that first page listing appears. And the reason it takes that 30 to 45 days is, of course, all of the programming, but then getting everything to Google and them doing their part so that you can display in that map section. So if we call today, 30 to 45 days.
But then to get me on there?
Yep, to be on first page, correct. And then there's a lot that happens between now and that 30 days, though. So if we call today day zero, the day we get you set up, between now and 7 days, you're going to have a reporting dashboard that'll come online. And that's an area where you can log in and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed, retrieve phone numbers, send photos to us to upload to your website if you'd like, things like that in that reporting dashboard. And then we'll get your directory submissions done in that time as well, so the Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing folks. And then between now and 14 days, if you want us to rebuild your website, no cost to you, we'll get that done within those first 14 days as well. And then we continue working on that programming. So in the meantime, you're going to be out to all of those directories. Your website will be live, and that should start letting you see some results. And then the big results will come, of course, when we get you up to first page within that first 30 to 45 days.
So
makes
sense.
How
much will I be paying in a month?
So it would be $199 a month with your discounts, and then a one-time $99 setup fee. And you're also locked in at that $199 for life. So it's not like it's a promotional offer that's going to go up later on. You're locked in there for life. So when you've got $298, correct. And Gary, you know, your company, TechMax, is definitely the type of company we like to partner with. You're established in business. You're a 5 out of 5 star rated company. So this definitely makes sense for us. I'd love to put you in that listing today. And it sounds like this is going to help you grow. Did I get it right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and get you set up on this listing then, and we'll close down Dover. Sound good?
Yeah. Let me just think for a second, because like I said, I had just paid Angie about a week ago, and it's not working
sure.
out. I gave them about $300.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, that's cheap from what I hear these days. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I pay for the leads that they sent me. And so I'm like, you know, is there anything I can put down to hold it? Or
not really. Yeah, we'd have to process it through all the way. What happens is our listings open in the morning, and then we're tasked with calling that area looking for one company that's qualified, and then we fill it out the same day. If we don't fill it out the same day, they close the listing up on us, and then all of our discounts go away. Everything goes back to retail, which would really stink. I don't want you on retail.
Yeah,
Do you need, I mean, I can hold while you go look at your checkbook or check your card balance. That way they don't resume. If you and I are still connected on the phone, they don't resume calling because they go, oh, she found a match. Somebody that's qualified.
Okay. It sounds like a good opportunity, but I have to call Angie back and get the money from them.
Okay.
I got an account with, I have to get the money back from them.
So let me ask you though, Gary, I hate to see you miss this opportunity just because of Angie's. If they do give you money back, it's probably not going to hit your bank account right away. They usually kind of drag their feet and they don't get it back right away. I used to use their services. I'm speaking from experience. It'll take them a bit. So if there's any way that you could swing the setup on this and then go cancel your Angie's so you don't miss this opportunity because of them.
Yeah. I just made a big order. I mean, I have like 199 a day, maybe 200 something, but but it's approaching 300. I don't have that.
Let me try something here. So you'd need to be right about that 200 total.
Yeah,
to get it done today.
I'll be using my business account. Made a large purchase order for.
Tell you what, I'm going to ping my regional VP and I'm going to ask, because you are a perfect fit. I think he's going to let me do this. I'm going to see if I can waive your setup fee for you. That would get you.
Excuse me. Hello?
What? Are you still there, Gary?
Yeah, hello? This guy put the package on the front door.
Oh. Oh
Robert.
Second. What are you doing?
Did you get anything good?
Yes, it is expensive.
Sure, no problem. You didn't give me the...
Hold on one.
No problem, Gary.
My neighbor home.
Hello?
Hey, are you close to the house?
I had to run a certificate up for court.
Alright, what's wrong with Gaga?
Her leg is aching, and I told her to go to the nurse.
Okay, let me call when you going to be home?
I'll be home in like 6 minutes.
Okay, because they put my package on the front step, and I told them to put it on the back step. All right. I'm sorry.
All
hello?
Good, Gary. Yes, all good?
Yeah.
Okay, super. So, actually, that was kind of good timing. I had a chance to ping my regional VP, and he answered me back already. She's going to let me waive your setup fee. So then all you'd need today is the $199 for your first month. You'll never pay the setup fee. And then it's just $199 on a month-to-month basis going forward. Let's go ahead and get you set up. Sound good, Gary?
Yeah, that does. And this is 100. Let me look at the website again. Make sure you guys.
You bet. 100%. Absolutely. Let me know if you have any questions, too, as you're going through the website. Are you there, Jerry?
Yeah, I'm looking to read the terms.
Okay. Gotcha.
And that'll include SEO creation, optimized landing page, okay. Now this one, the one that you guys did here, it doesn't have the call track for us.
You actually do still have, that's still part of your package. Yes. It's part of every one of them.
Okay.
They must just not have it listed.
Are you guys at all any a la carte tests?
As in, like Facebook ads or Google ads?
Well, because you guys have like lead generation, and I don't see it on the package I got. I'm just wondering.
Oh, gotcha. So in general, our job is generating leads for you, so bringing traffic to you and bringing those phone calls to you. So that's the nuts and bolts of what we do, is overall bringing you new leads.
Okay. One second.
No problem.
I'm still here. One second.
No problem.
Give it a try.
Sounds good. It will be. It definitely will be. I don't like to flaunt this unless you were ready to go, but I live in Colorado. My husband is a home inspector, and this is actually the exact package I put him up on that got him to first page. He was struggling to get new business in, and I set him up with this package, and he's just rocking and rolling. He's on the phone now with a new client. So I'm confident it's going to be good for you, Gary. And all right, so let me – what's that?
I said, okay.
Okay. All right. Now, Gary, is it G-A-R-Y?
Yes.
And what's your last name?
It's Waters.
Waters. Perfect. And what's your email address, Gary?
It's ggw@techmatch.tech.
techmatch.tech. And it was G like Gary, D like David, W like Waters.
Yes.
Perfect. And then I don't need your digits just yet, but on the card that you're using today, does your middle initial appear?
I don't believe so. The card I want to use, hold on, let me see if I can pull it up. Because I don't have the card I want to use with me. Is there any other way to pay?
Card is the only way. Tell you what is, so it sounded like that must have been your wife or girlfriend on the other line for a minute there.
Yeah, my wife.
Was she headed home that she could read the card number to you, or we could conference her in and she could read it to me?
Well, that was funny because I was looking for the card this morning.
Oh. Or do you have a different one with you that you can use? And by the way, you can change your card number at any time, too.
Okay, let me just see some. Shows me.
Sure. And every once in a while, Gary, you're kind of blurring out and you're hard to hear. I didn't catch that.
Right. Okay. Sorry about that.
No worries. What's the verdict? Are you still looking?
Yeah, I'm still looking on the thing.
No worries.
All right, we'll just have to use my other card then.
Okay. And does middle initial appear on that one?
I'm walking around the other side of the car. My debit card. Okay. It is, No, it's no middle initial.
Okay. I'll leave that. So part of my job is making sure everything matches exactly. All right. That looks good. And Gary, do you have access to your email where you're at right now?
Yes.
Perfect. I'm going to send you two emails real quick. The first one is informational. It's on that dashboard and analytics area that you'll have access to. And then second one, let me try that again. I goofed on the second one. There we are. All right. So the second one, I've got to adjust it down with your discount. Then set up, be waived, pro. Okay. So now I'm sending over the exact price and package for you. So you've got that in writing with the setup fee waived. All right. And then company name, Tech. Max with two X's, technology services. Is there an Inc. or an LLC behind that at all?
LLC.
Okay. Here we go. And then are you still at 1041 North DuPont Highway, number 1413?
Do you have to list the actual address?
On this part, I do, but if you want it left off of your Google business profile and off of your website, no problem.
Are you guys sending mail to this app, or?
Yes. So you'll get a postcard in the mail from Google, and once you get that postcard, we'll need the code that's on it.
Okay, well then can I use my home address?
Okay, I'm ready.
I don't want my home address listed on Google when
it won't. It won't be. Absolutely not.
Okay. All right, it's 503 Windrow, that's WINDROW, and then it's Way, WAY.
Okay.
And that's in Magnolia, Delaware.
Ah, got it. Okay. 19962 for the zip.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. And then are you using the number that we're on right now, the 302-760-9536? Is that also your business number?
Yes.
Okay, super. All right, so let me check a couple more things off here on my end. So what I'm doing right now is I'm double-checking to make sure we've got everything done accurately, but I'm also making notes for your technician so that you don't have to be in front of a computer when we do your onboarding call. Now, refresh my memory, Gary. Did you say that you are or are not on Facebook?
I'm not on Facebook right now.
Okay, no worries.
Hi,
Debbie. Have you done it?
No problem. Okay, and I'm going to give them your domain name so that we know where we're parking that website when we get it rebuilt. Okay, call tracking, yes. What's that?
The website's through GoDaddy. I don't know if you need to know that or not.
Oh, okay. Okay. In fact, I'll make a note of that. There we go. And then I'm going to send you a text. This one is information on how that call tracking works. And then I'm going to send you a couple of others, too. So, Gary, I'm the lead on your account. You will most likely work more with your technician than you will with me, but that's okay. But I do want you to know that if you ever have questions or problems or receive an invoice you don't understand, which you shouldn't, I don't expect any of those things to happen. But definitely let me know. If I can't fix it myself, whatever it is, I'll get you to whomever can. So I sent you my contact info, and now they call it our customer service department, but it'll be your technician. And sent their number over to you, too. And then let's go ahead and get your onboarding call set. So the onboarding call, we block out an hour, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. And you don't have to be in front of a computer because I'm gathering all of your info and links that your tech is going to need. But we like to do the onboarding at your earliest convenience. We don't like to take your money and then sit around. And that call is what really kicks off our work. So as soon as we're done with the call, then we actually get busy. So it looks like today is booked pretty solid. Tomorrow, though, I've got an opening. Looks like every hour on, pretty much every hour on the hour, starting at 10 o'clock and going through 6 p.m. Is there something in there that would work for you when, well, yeah, tomorrow is Wednesday, I guess.
Is 9 o'clock? 9 o'clock.
Yep. Okay. Nope. I'm sorry. 10 o'clock at me. Let me double check. Oh, okay. Yes. So we could do 10. That would be the earliest. Would that work?
10 o'clock will work.
All right, you got it. Let me grab that one for you, and I'm gonna reserve your slot. They schedule these very, very closely, so I'm gonna grab it before anybody else gets their hands on it. Got it. Okay. There we go. Make my computer work with me instead of against me. And then, Gary, do you know, did all my emails make it, or all? I guess I sent you 2 so far. Did they make it to you?
Yeah. You said you had a call center right now?
Sorry, what?
I hear the weird noise in the back. Are you at a call center?
Oh, no, I work from home. My husband was on his phone doing his business.
Oh, Okay, I was like this.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, no, I'm a... Oh, you probably do hear my music in the background, too. That's probably it. I keep my music playing in the background, my 70s and 80s. All right. So I just sent another email your way. This one, the subject line is Local Splash CIE. If you could find that one for me and then open it up.
Email, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
And then there should be a yes, no, maybe option. It's a calendar invite. If you would just hit the yes, and then hopefully that'll send a response back and confirm your appointment.
Yes.
Perfect. Updated. Awesome. Good job. All right. And then let me see. What have we got to go through yet? Okay. John Benson. What was that?
I said, I do got to get back to work. I'm just sitting out here in the walk around circle.
No problem. We are just about done. I'm finishing up the last little bit here.
I appreciate your help.
Oh, no problem. So what do you want to list for your hours of operation, Gary?
8 to 8.
Okay. And then you want to do Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Yeah. I mean, as far as, Monday through Saturday is good.
Okay. And then on your website rebuild, do you want the ability to accept payment through there by credit card? So, like through the Venmo app or Cash App, PayPal. I think there are quite a few others that we support too.
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay. It's always nice to be able to. I mean, cash is better. Don't get me wrong. But if somebody must pay by credit card, it's nice to have it handy for them. Okay, and then I'm putting a big note on here. Do not publish street address. Okay, perfect. And then services. And I'm going to pull a few of these out. Okay, so we're going to say home automation, smart home installation.
So surveillance camera. And security system will be called.
Oh, nice.
I just got to fit the licensing.
Nice. Okay. Any others?
I do TV installation, like TV mounting, all that.
Okay.
Mounting and I do. Go ahead. Sorry.
Wiring. Oh, okay. And then would you do like a security assessment or security consultation?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Any other keywords you can think of that people might search by?
Like video doorbells.
Oh, those are so cool.
Video doorbells and, I do Wi-Fi cameras as well, and CCTV.
Okay. Got it. All right. Anything else?
That's pretty much it.
All right. No, that's perfect. That's a lot. That's awesome. All right. And I promised you we were just about at the end, and we are. So for street address that would be attached to the credit card that you're using, is that the North DuPont Highway or is that the Windrow Way?
That's the Windrow Way.
Got you. All right. Let me update that quick. And, oops.
I wonder where you guys got that North Dupont Highway address at from.
You know, I have no idea. It was in our system already. I don't know where it picked it up from. It's really hard to tell.
I only gave it to Angie. That's the only people I gave it to, Angie.
You know, it's possible that somebody, one of our people in inventory, saw you on Angie's. That's entirely possible. All right. And Gary, is this a Visa, Master, MX, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready for those digits when you are.
Okay. All right, it's 4599.
Okay.
5401.
Mm-hmm.
0841.
Got it.
2218.
Okay, and then expiration, please.
It is 825.
Okay, perfect. And then what's that security code, please?
690.
Okay, let me update that. All right, good. It updated, and then let me throw your subscription in here real quick. That'll take all of 2 seconds. Well, it should, unless my computer needs some, I don't know, Monster or Red Bull or something. There we go.
I need that.
Now it's... Right? I think I do, too. But, hey, it's Tuesday already. It's not Monday anymore. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
All right. And in just a second, Gary, I'm going to have one more email coming your way, and I'm going to do the voice verification with you. So, okay, that email is on the way. You actually have two. The one we want is Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Oh, that's a text message.
Oh, okay, that'll work. Should be
email.
Okay.
Oh, no, okay. It just came in.
Perfect. So that one, about four sentences down, is a click here to accept. That's our terms and conditions, and I'm actually going to read the very same thing to you. As Google partners, I have to do it by voice also. So on that one, if you could scroll all the way to the bottom, hit the little checkbox, and it'll ask you to type your name exactly as it appears. It likes the caps in the right places and everything, as if it was a password.
Local bundle $199 and monthly thereafter $199. Okay.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Oh, bless you. That was
okay.
A big sneeze. Got it?
I didn't have to log in.
Okay, perfect. So that login screen that it took you to is actually where you'll reach your dashboard and analytics, and they'll get you that login info tomorrow during your onboarding call. All right, I'll buzz through the voice verification quick so I can get you on your way. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Premier Channel Partners. It is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
TechMax Technology Services.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Gary Waters, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-binding agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, excuse me, and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Would you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, texts, and emails coming from local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of this non-binding agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term account setup fee has been waived, so initial term will be charged on today's date, September 27th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $199. Going forward, your flat monthly rate beginning next month is a true flat rate to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 27th of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. You're all set, Gary. Congratulations. I am excited for you.
Thank you.
This is, you bet. It's going to be a good thing. All right. Just one last thing. Two things to remind you of. Your onboarding call tomorrow. If for some reason you can't make it, just let us know. We can always reschedule. And then the other thing is, one of my clients got caught on this a few weeks ago. We don't ever come back asking you for more money. So Yelp is notorious for this. A couple of the other ones do it too. Once we get you listed on those directories, some of them will call you and say, you need to pay for a subscription through Yelp in order for this to work. Obviously, if you want to do that, you're free to. It's a free country. But it's not us asking, and you do not need whatever their subscription service is for the work that we're doing to work. Make sense?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. I'd like to give everybody that heads up now that that gentleman got roped into 3 subscriptions and before he called me. No, that's not us. So, yeah, just know that we don't do that.
Okay.
All right. Congratulations again, Gary.
Oh, you said yes, 2 things.
Your onboarding call, and then it's not us asking for more money. Feel free to decline.
Okay.
Yep. Awesome.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Gary. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. See ya.
Bye-bye.